This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And live from Stewart Park in Roseburg, Kelly Leonard from the Music on the Half Shell Committee getting ready for tonight's show. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Hey, listen to that weather report you're just doing. I got to tell you, sounds like it's going to be a great, great temperature tonight for Music on the Half Shell.
Yeah, and people already out there working. In fact, I understand you were just dodging the lawnmower a minute ago.
I was. Everybody's very, very busy. I'm watching the Clint Newell, Doc Stewart's doing our setup backstage, and these guys are just terrific. We couldn't be happier with how they're volunteering. People are coming down. I laid down my blanket. There's a lot of blankets down, but there's a lot of room. So if you're planning on coming to hear the Paper Boys tonight, there's a lot of spaces for you, and we'd love to have you join us.
Now, tell us a little bit about the band.
The Paper Boys are out of Canada. They're formed back in the 90s. It is a Canadian band, but you are going to hear a very eclectic mix with these guys. You're going to hear some Cajun, some rock, some Celtic, some bluegrass. They blend it all together just beautifully.
All right, and we're going to hear a little bit of the Paper Boys right now. Listen to this.
Having a laugh with friends, packing a pen, some gin and then some. Don't need a reason to spend my income, and to a degree we all share the same, cause we know we can end in an instant. Whoa, seeing our goals, I'm looking out the window with the eyes of a sinner in the little eye. Nope, look for a beginning in the big cosmos, but my soul's got a big pie hole. Get it? I used to get my dope from credit, some folks might think I'm so.
And Kelly's, I sampled around some of their recordings. One of the things is that no song sounds like another. They're very eclectic, very unique group.
They really are. That, you know, what you just sampled right there is a testament to that. You're going to hear just such a different mix of music. I think this is going to be a show like last week where people are going to be up and dancing. And we got a great new sound system for you here to listen to. Great sight lines. Don't forget, there's food we have up on the top. A lot of food trucks are up top for those people who don't want to bring their dinner or want an extra snack afterwards. So we're looking forward to a big crowd tonight and to seeing everybody here.
Now, talk about how that new sound system worked last week.
You know, I think it worked really well. It's instead of being on scaffolding, it's hung, and I think it gives better sight lines for the folks in the audience. But I noticed from where my family and I were sitting, it was just crystal clear. So I think you're going to get a great sound experience. We're really, really pleased with it and thankful for the cooperation from the city in helping us lay down the new cement pad and getting all that done. So it just adds to the experience. We just keep growing every year. And this, of course, as you know, Kyle, is our 32nd year of Music on the Half Shell.
Wow, it's amazing to have any event last that long. For people that are newer to the area, talk about how this is all put together.
Well, this is put together as definitely a collaborative effort. We've got just a lot of great volunteers. I mentioned some of the Clint Newell baseball team down there right now, plus volunteers who work all year with fundraising and putting all the pieces of this together. There's a crew that shows up early in the morning. There are fundraisers all year long. There's a crew that helps break down. We've got people who volunteer to pass our buckets in the evenings. During the concert series, we've got volunteers who help with the food backstage. It really is an effort that could not be done without many, many hands.
And you guys work really hard to have a very diverse lineup, different kinds of music.
You know, I tell you, if you looked at the posters, which are all over town, or if you go on halfshell.org, you're going to see not only the artists that we've had this year, but in past years. But like next week, we have a singer-songwriter who sings in what's called Turag music from, I think it's Syria. And then we've got Daka Braka from the Ukraine. We've got folks from New Orleans. We've got an Irish band this year. We really try to stick with our mission, which is to mix it up all the time.
Yeah, I have different kinds of music, and music that wouldn't normally just happen to show up in Roseburg.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And that's, you know, one of the benefits to all of our audience. And if you're new to Roseburg, I will tell you, this is an absolutely free to participant concert. So if you're wondering whether or not you might like this kind of music, drive on down here, park your car, take a walk through the park, bring a chair, have a seat, and if you don't like it, you leave. But I will bet you, you're going to end up staying the night. But we keep it free so that it's very accessible to everybody in the family and to somebody who wants to just kind of put their toe in the water and try it out.
You've got a lot of sponsors that make this happen, including some that have really been around maybe since the very first year.
You know, you're right. I mentioned all the volunteers, but we couldn't do this without the help of the many sponsors. You know, let's start with all the our media sponsors like you folks down there. Also, you know, at the News Review, et cetera, but we have Ford Family Foundation. A lot of the businesses here in town are very, very generous with their checkbook and support us year after year. As you said, we've got some of our sponsors that have been with us, I think, since the very beginning.
At Music on the Half Shell, year 32 at the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg Stewart Park. Anything else you want to let people know about this morning?
Just to remind people, take a look at us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. If you're going down Harvard, you'll notice that Umpqua Gary puts up a great big Music on the Half Shell billboard, so you can look around and see us advertised, and just reminding people that we're here all summer long. This is show number 2 of 8 different shows this summer. We'll be here every Tuesday night for free, Music on the Half Shell, sitting on the beautiful Umpqua River, just enjoying summertime.
All right, Kelly Leonard, down at Stewart Park Live, getting ready for the concert. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks, everybody.
8:30, 8 at the Morning Report.